think I used to beat myself up about always changing. Like, dang, I can't stay the same. I'm always interested in something new. And sometimes I felt like that could be to the detriment of my partner, because I just may not be interested in them anymore, to be honest. It was a relationship I was in my early 20s. Like, I was 19, probably till like I was 23. And it was very serious. It was a like very serious relationship. Good. I learned a lot from this person. And I remember years later, like, I hadn't talked to that person since we broke up. And I think I really didn't, I didn't talk to them for maybe like 5-6 years. I think it was a while. And I remember having this one day, I was like, oh, I just want to talk to them. I want to see how they're doing. Like, that just kind of came to me. And I didn't fight it. I said, okay, let me reach out to this person and let's see if we can meet up whenever I'm in town. And I was able to meet up and we chatted. One thing he told me was, because let me tell you this, there's something that I felt like, I feel like when people meet me in romantic relationships, like, I feel like they are introduced to a side of me, right? And they get to know me over time. And through that romantic relationships, I grow, I change, I evolve. There's new things that I'm interested in, other things that I'm not interested in. And I think I used to beat myself up about always changing. Like, dang, I can't stay the same. I'm always interested in something new. And sometimes I felt like that could be to the detriment of my partner, because I just may not be interested in them anymore, to be honest. And I remember my ex told me when we met after years, he was like, you know, one thing that I was always envious about with you. And I said, what? He was like, the fact that you were always changing and the fact that you always put yourself out there. He said, you know, he really admired that about me. I know he said envious, but he also envied it. He was like, you just, you know, do your thing. You put yourself out there. You put yourself on video. You do your thing. And you're always shifting and changing, and you're not afraid to, like, show that. And so the thing that I felt like I was, like, kind of, like, I don't want to say ashamed. I'm not ashamed about it. But something that I'm like, dang, am I going to change too much? Am I going to change too much and this partner is not going to want me anymore? Or am I going to change too much and I'm not going to want them? I think that was it for me. Like, me changing so much that I didn't even want to be with my partner anymore. And that kind of scares me sometimes. And the thing that I was afraid about by that, he was envious about, you know? And I was kind of happy he told me that, because, you know, I held it like, dang, like, I'm always changing. But he was like, no, like, it's good to have that, even though, you know, we didn't work out in that way. The fact that he told me that was really helpful, and I think that maybe, you know, spirit tells you when it's time to go back to certain things, revisit certain things. And I felt like when I felt in my spirit, oh, let me just talk to him. I haven't spoken to him in years. Let me see how he's doing. And I really saw how he was doing. I was very happy for him and his family. It was just time for me to revisit that and possibly let that go. Like, know that I am an ever-evolving butterfly. I'm going to go through changes. My mind is going to shift. My ideas are going to shift. And, you know, knowing that whoever I'm with, like, that they understand that. And if they can't, or we shift out of that romantic relationship, me just, like, being okay with that versus, like, beating myself up about it. I think that's what I did. I think I would beat myself up about that because I'm just like, dang, I'm always changing. I don't know if this is going to be good for relationships. But apparently, you know, that's something to be admired. So yeah, peace. XOXO, selfish babe.
For my selfish babes out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom and have a little fun, not only with your partner, but with your friend. No, sorry. For my selfish babe out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom, not only for your partner, but also for yourself, check out my latest product called Poom Poom Candy. It is candy for your vagina. And it really is candy for your vagina, y'all. It is made with cane sugar, the herb Dong Quai, coconut oil, fairy candle root, and marigold. It is all natural, and it is a Poom Poom candy that you are going to pray over, and you're going to put it into your yoni. You're going to pray prayers of sweetness and joy and love into that, and then you're going to insert it into your yoni. Now, what is it going to do? It is going to make your pom pom sweet. It's going to make it sweet to the taste. So if you have a lover that is an eater, they're going to enjoy this very much because your yoni is literally going to taste very sweet. Also, it's going to melt. So it does have coconut and oil in it. So it's going to make you wet as well. It's like a natural lubrication. But not natural. It's like coconut oil based. And so if you're, you know, about to do the do with your lover, they are going to experience that wetness and you're going to experience that wetness. Now, I did get a review where somebody said they experienced that wetness for more than that one day. They had it multiple days. So it just depends. And then I also had a review that's already on the website where they said their lover was asking them to take another one. So now, for the people that are squeamish when it comes to sugar, normally I wouldn't recommend putting sugar in your vagina. But remember, I am talking about these new products that are like a form of cayenne mata that the Northern Nigerian Hausa woman use, right? And some Northern Nigerian women use a type of sugar or candy that they put into their vaginas when they're having sex with their husbands for sweetening of their yoni. This is not just a physical practice, it's a spiritual practice. You guys know I want you guys to do the spiritual with the physical. So when you're doing your prayers, pray that that yoni is sweet as hell. Pray that that man or that woman is enjoying that yoni. You know what I'm trying to say? Pray for your money. Pray for the sweet things in life, because that is what you guys are going to be attracting when you are doing the do and when your sexual energy is rising. Again, I've told you guys, I want to steer more into the direction of talking about attracting from your womb from a place of joy and sensual energy and fun. Yes, you guys can still cleanse with my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, available at evolvingbutterfly.org, my best-selling womb and yoni cleanse. But now I want to talk about fun. How can we use that sexual energy in a positive way? How can we add in that joy to our womb? And so if you're into a night of fun with your partner, check out Pum Pum Candy. If you are somebody that is very sensitive when it comes to the yoni and sugar, or just sensitive, too sensitive, then I probably wouldn't recommend this product for you. But the people that did try this, they said they were good. They haven't had any yeast infections or anything. But be cautioned, it's still sugar. So if you feel like you get one, you know, take whatever yeast infection medication you gotta do. Do the boric acid. Do the detox pearl, whatever you need. Now, I haven't gotten any feedback that anybody has received that. So you use at your own discretion. Your own discretion. But Pum Pum Candy is now available at evolvingbutterfly.org or in my stand store. The link is below.